Absolutely. I mean, that's, we watch the numbers every day, and the hospitalization rate especially is very concerning. We have well over 200 people now in the hospital, still one of the lowest rates in the country, but it's bringing our system to a real brink. I mean, a lot of different hospitals are now putting off some of the more minor surgeries. They're delaying them a little bit. And so, you know, that's a real concern, because you want your system to be robust to handle whether it's COVID or anything else. And unfortunately, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's going to get worse. I mean, this is just the natural progression of things. What we're seeing in the North Country, because they have colder temperatures, a lot of it is a little more seasonal. Those temperatures will hit down here pretty soon. People are going indoors more. They got to be careful. The Delta variant, extremely different than the original Alpha variant of COVID. It's much more aggressive, especially in the unvaccinated population. But we're even seeing a little bit of breakthrough, which is why boosters are very, very important, especially if you have Pfizer. The early Pfizer boosters seem to be waning just a little bit. So we've seen a little more breakthrough cases in the States. So we want folks to get their boosters. We want folks to get vaccinated. It's really the only way out of it. And unfortunately, we're just going to see cases rise and hospitalizations rise, I think, you know, through the next couple months. Possibly similar. We're right on track, really, as where we were last year, unfortunately.